get rid of that. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Where's our Sergio? Where's our Sergio sounds? Oh no, tiger. Oh no, tiger. Tiger has found the water at 12. That's about as bad around as a human being can play in a big tournament. I mean, it's so ridiculously over that, I mean, he's not going to make the cut. What's Reed Ramone? Is Reed at 7? See if Reed's at 7, because Tiger's about to fall to plus 5 or plus 6 or something of that sort.
He's minus 8 now.
Reed is?
Yes. Well, is that better or worse?
Yeah, well, it means that Tiger has a free weekend. He's history. Let's get back to our good friend Dan Hope. Dan joining us for some mock draft action today. Having fun with it. All off the cuff and I think pretty informative. Dan, you with me?
I'm here.
We left off at, who made the last pick? You picked
19 for the Cowboys.
And you picked Taven Bryant.
Correct.
All right, so I'm at 20 with Detroit. New coaching staff, Matt Patricia, believes in building from the inside out. I think Detroit goes defense, and my options at this point, chose an inside linebacker last year, could still use linebacker help. Boy, it's a tough spot here. I'm going to go especially with Payne gone and with Davenport gone. And I'm not in love totally with Harold Landry. I'm going to go Leighton Van Der Esch here. You know what?
That's a solid choice. Oh, change it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm torn. I think Rashawn Evans gives me a little more flexibility at linebacker. No, I'm going to stay Leighton Van Der Esch. I think teams like him. I think they like him personally as well. There was some question about Rashawn Evans' Wonderlic testing.
Well, it's funny because you're talking those two, and I was thinking about the Bengals pick for 21, and I was actually thinking about either Rashawn Evans or Leighton Van Der Esch.
So there we go.
You went with Van Der Esch, and I'm going to go with Rashawn Evans for the Bengals, who also need linebacker help.
Okay, I'm back with Buffalo now, and Buffalo has lots of needs. They could use, they could still stand to improve that offensive line, especially now since they surrendered a perfectly good left tackle. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to go Colton Miller here because I think that Miller is the closest thing to an actual plug-and-play left tackle that the draft has. I think he needs to get stronger, but I think he's good enough to play right now, and there isn't anyone else who is. McGlinchey is a right tackle only in my estimation, so I will go Colton Miller here to Buffalo at 22, and I actually don't think that's too early.
Well, the Patriots are not pleased with their division rival because they were going to take Colton Miller at the 23rd pick to replace Nate Solder. So we're going to change plans here and going to go with a guy who I was more inclined to take at 31, but I think covering him here. I think he's a perfect fit for the Patriots in what they really need at that defensive end spot. So I'm going to go with Sam Hubbard, the defensive end from Ohio State.
Wow. A really
good fit for the Patriots.
Sam Hubbard. There's the first little bit of a surprise this early, but Hubbard, jack of all trades, and Dan making the Ohio State people out there happy. No, it's a good pick. It's a good pick. The Patriots have expressed quite a bit of interest in Hubbard, and Hubbard is their type of guy, sort of a jack of all trades type of guy. So that makes some sense. So Hubbard at 23. The Carolina Panthers at 24. And I think there are two possibilities here, the way I'm viewing it. I think Mike Hughes is a possibility here, and I think DJ Moore is a possibility here. And actually, wait a minute, we still have Ridley on the board, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm going DJ Moore here. I think Moore is a bigger, more physical, more athletic receiver. I think Carolina desperately needs a number one receiver. If I thought that Hughes was absolutely a number one corner, I might go with Hughes here. I do like Hughes. It's not that I dislike him. I'm going to change the wide receiver order on us, Dan. I'm going DJ Moore to Carolina at 24.
Titans at 25. They need pass rushing help. Harold Landry's still on the board. But I'm going to go Harold Landry to the Titans at 25.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Harold Landry makes a lot of sense to the Titans. They could also look offensive line. They're a team that could use another center as well. And there are some good centers in this draft. In fact, I'll tell you, Dan, I think you're going to see three centers taken in the first 45 picks with Frank Ragnow. I think Ragnow is going way higher than people believe. And now I'm with the Atlanta Falcons, and you already took my guy, Taven Bryant, who I might have pegged for them. They have defensive tackle needs. They could certainly stand to address their offensive line as well. Tavon Bryan's gone. I'm not sure that Mo Hurst would be a fit next to Grady Jarrett. Too similar. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to address the interior off the offensive line with a guy that I think is absolutely plug and play, really gifted, really athletic, and it fits the geography. I'm going Isaiah Wynn at 26 to the Atlanta Falcons.
Saints at 27. It's an interesting pick. A lot of people have been looking tight end. Makes some sense, but you know, to me, it looks like they could use some help on the interior defensive line. It's an area where they could use some help. We don't know exactly what his health status is and how that might affect his draft stock. But to me, if Maurice Hurst is healthy, he's the best player on the board at this point. So I'm going to go with Maurice Hurst.
Yeah, I love Maurice Hurst. I just think he's this new age three technique that we're seeing carve up this league. And I think the only question is his health.
Completely agree.
All right, so you went Mo Hurst at 27. I'm running out of paper here. You went Mo Hurst at 27. So at 28, I am the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I am screwed because I wanted Leighton Vander Esch or Evans potentially at this spot, and neither one of them are on the board. I have a problem with Shazier. I filled it short term, but it's still an issue. I could go secondary, although they've addressed that to some extent with the addition of Burnett, which I thought was a really nice get for Pittsburgh. Even my offensive line choices here are not great. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going Mason Rudolph here. Pittsburgh's already vetted Rudolph. Roethlisberger keeps threatening retirement. They don't have a backup quarterback, so I'll go Mason Rudolph here in this example.
Jaguars, I think this is where Calvin Ridley will come off the board. I think he'll go somewhere in the first round, late first. Jaguars, they lost Allen Robinson. They lost Allen Hurns. They really need another receiver. So we'll go Calvin Ridley here.
And if Calvin Ridley falls this far, you're going to have a real story. But in this little exercise, and this is just the way it plays out sometimes, Calvin Ridley still on the board at 29. Now I'm at the Minnesota Vikings, and a number of my choices are gone. Will Hernandez is gone. Isaiah Wynn is gone. I'm going interior offensive line here. Actually, I could go right tackle because they have right tackle need as well. And I have McGlinchey still on the board. I'm debating the centers here, which the Vikings have vetted. But with McGlinchey on the board here, I'm going to go McGlinchey and fill my right tackle spot.
So the Patriots are going to miss out on offensive tackles two times in a row here. That's right.
I intentionally screwed you both times, Dan.
But they got to get an offensive tackle. They've got a need here. So I'm going to say they take a chance on Connor Williams out of Texas at the 31st pick.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of Connor Williams. I mean, I think he's
tough one to figure out.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit soft, and he's just too inconsistent. By the way, Ron, Dexter tweeted me as Tiger Mirror of Truth said that Tiger is now in the woods off the tee on 13. I mean, man, it's going from bad to worse in a hurry. And this is it then, Dan. We've completed our exercise. We're at the end. The Philadelphia Eagles, who obviously a Super Bowl champion, not a lot of significant needs. There's still some good players on the board. They could go cornerback here. There's still some good players on the board. But you know what, Dan? I know they just signed a one-year deal with the tight end, but I'm going to go Hayden Hurst here to Philadelphia with the last pick of the first round as potentially the top tight end in the draft due to his versatility.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice. Do you think that, you know, his age at all is going to scare teams off in the first round?
I don't think so, because I think that teams are living in the present, you know, and I don't think they're concerned with what's going to happen necessarily, you know, 8 years from now. I this group of tight ends is not great. There are a lot of detached wide receiver types. I mean, Dallas Goedert is a possibility here. I mean, I expect the top two guys to be Hayden Hurst and Dallas Goedert. And after that, it could be Ian Thomas from Indiana. I am not a fan of Mark Andrews as a blocker at all. I think he's a receiver. And I don't like Gesicki. I know he put up these world-class numbers athletically, but I'm just not in love with him as a football player. I don't think he's tough enough. And the other thing that worries me about him, if the claim to fame of most of these guys is just that they're pass catchers, he fights the football. He's not a natural receiver of the football, and that worries me about Gesicki. He may turn into a receiving type and have a good career, but I'm just not in love with him. Hey, Dan, that was all sorts of fun, Dan. Wait, you know what? We should maybe plan on doing this again as we get closer to the draft and new information. So let's plan on that. We've been joined by Dan Hope. Dan, hey, thank you so much for taking all the time to spend with us. I know it was all off the cuff, and thank you for taking the time. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Hope. Dan, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
You have anything you want to promote? I don't know if it'll do you any good back here now. But, I mean, it's not like you're in the neighborhood anymore. I don't think a bunch of Clemson fans are going to be joining the Buckeye website anytime soon, but you're welcome to try.
Probably not. If there are any Ohio State fans hanging out there on the air, visit 11warriors.com. I mean, we cover everything. I mean, you're not going to find a website out there that covers Ohio State more extensively, has more fresh content every day than we do. So 11warriors.com or follow me on Twitter at Dan_Hope. I'm sure I'll be talking some draft on there the next few weeks, as well as Ohio State, of course.
Very good. Great job, Dan. Thanks for coming in with me.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go to break, let me tell you about the vault. By the way, you're clear now to get in. You can get in. I have all lines open. So people complain you can't get in. Now's the time. 654-7627. Let me tell you about the vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Coolest retro sports apparel store on earth. The vault has it. The vault had all your NCAA tournament teams. They have all your NFL teams. They have all your college football teams, college basketball teams. They have high school teams. And it doesn't matter who you're a fan of. You know, let's say you're a Clemson fan. You can go back and find things that you forgot existed or didn't know exist. The vault can connect the past to the present. They have all the original logos. It's an unbelievably cool place for a sports fan. Get out there. The shirts are American made, pre-washed, pre-shrunk. They'll be the most comfortable shirts you own. And of course, the caps. Buy one, get the second half off. It's the vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Get out there and see them today. If you want to ask draft questions, you're invited. So come on in. 654-7627. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
My name is Paul. I'm 53 years old. I am working now as a cosmetic and family dentist. Before I started the health dare, I had had two hip replacements in the last 7 years of my life. I developed a kind of chronic condition. I was carrying too much extra weight. I heard about the health dare on the radio, and there was not a program other than the health dare that I thought that, you know, when you finish the program, it's going to leave you with something solid. I went in and talked to the health dare coach. I wanted to make sure that, you know, years later, I could still look back and say, hey, I did the right thing. What has surprised me the most about the health dare is how easy it is. My goal just about doubled from what I had originally planned to where I ended up just 90 days later. Yes, I have come off medications. I don't take blood pressure medicine and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. And I'm sleeping better. It's my attitude. My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it. You feel good about it. And you gain some energy back. You gain your health back. And you gain your life back. And the health care did that for me.
Book your initial consultation today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
You are an individual, born to wander, to create, to explore, to dream. You can't be tamed or confined. Wrangler jeans are made to move with you, sharing in your daring imagination and passion for wonder. Discover your next adventure with Wrangler and explore our new fashion collection, Wonder West by Boot Barn. Where will your boots take you?
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Right now, Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot means more power for less paycheck. Save $50 on Ryobi 40-volt cordless outdoor power equipment. The power of gas without the gas. Enough power to get the whole job done. Plus, right now, it's also the power of $50 in your pocket. So cut the cord, but keep the power with $50 off Ryobi 40-volt trimmers, blowers, and mowers only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, in-store only.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. How's our tiger clock doing, Ramona? How is our tiger clock doing? Let's take a look at the Masters update. Tiger Woods, I just want you to remind me again. He was the favorite to win. Is that correct? He was the Vegas favorite to win the Masters. That Tiger Woods.
Vegas is trying to get people to come in.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Hendrick Honda Easley leaderboard, where they offer a world-class car buying experience and find out what's going on there.
Tiger is at +5.
+5.
Yes, he's at hole 12.
Oh, we're now doing the leaderboard the way that all the news agencies do. That starting with Tiger.
You said, "How's our boy Tiger doing?"
Well, I want to start with the actual leaders and do it.
They're quite separated. See, I had to go all the way down to the end of the page to find Tiger. Now I'm up where the other people are.
Did you injure your scrolling wrist?
Yeah, I did.
You have scrolling,
but I popped it back into place and went on.
You have scrolling wrist-itis looking for Tiger.
He popped his ankle back in place and kept going.
I didn't even notice that.
You wouldn't with your injuries. Okay, Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
-7.
-7.
Yes.
That's seven. Seven, you said, right?
Yeah,
seven.
Like seven seniors. Okay. Seven. -5. Mark Leishman is -5. Charlie Hoffman's -5. Roy McIlroy is -4.
That's my guy. He's where I need him to be.
Okay.
He's where I need him to be. I'm still feeling pretty good about Roy McIlroy. He's like the racehorse that's sitting right off the lead that's prepared to blow by. He's like American Pharoah, right?
Yeah, okay. And
by the way, I already know who's won the Kentucky Derby. He was my pick for the Florida Derby, which he won. And I had warned about him like a couple weeks before that on my Twitter feed. Yeah, if you go to my Twitter page, you'll know who wins the horse races. Go ahead.
Spieth is -4. Stinson is -4. Johnson is -3.
Whoa. Don't just roll past my other guy, Dustin Johnson. So
he's -3.
Really, all my guys are right there.
All your guys.
Right there. McIlroy, I had him in my 5. I had Henrik Stenson in my 5. I had Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson coming to life. Who was that texter the other day told me Dustin Johnson had no chance? By a Tiger fan. Dustin Johnson had Dustin Johnson had no chance from a Tiger fan. And the only guy that I think that I flunked on was Jason Day.
Well, he's way down there.
How far down? Is he with Tiger?
No, actually, I think he's higher than Tiger.
Worse than Tiger, you mean? Better?
I think he's better than Tiger.
Well, I hope he'd be better than Tiger.
I think I saw him somewhere.
Yeah, find him. Find out where Jason Day is. Let's see whether he's going to make Tiger. The cut. Find me a Jason Day.
What is wrong with this thing?
And where's Kyle Stanley?
Jason Day is +1.
+1,
plus
okay.
+1.
All right.
I don't know. Where was Kyle Stanley before?
He was, I think, even par.
Okay, even.
Where's Kyle Stanley? Where's Clemson's Doc?
Stanley's even, and who?
Kyle Stanley even is what hole's he on?
He's on 14.
Kyle Stanley playing really well. playing really well thus far, even par. He'll still be playing on Saturday.
Okay.
Kyle Stanley will still be playing on Saturday.
Yeah, he's even. 14 hole.
How about Doc Redman?
Where was he before?
I haven't seen a recent update on Doc Redman.
I haven't checked on him today. Clemson. Here he is. He's plus eight.
Plus eight?
Yeah.
Okay, so things went wrong somewhere there.
Anybody else down here at the bottom before I go back up?
Where's Lefty?
Mickelson?
Yeah.
He's plus five.
He's what?
He's plus five. He finished plus five.
Wasn't he minus two or minus three?
I think so. I'm at one point.
Okay, somebody needs to call me or write me and tell me what happened to Lefty, because I thought he was like minus two.
I think he was yesterday also. So.
And I thought he was like minus two just a little bit ago.
I'm really hungry.
Well, that reminds me.
I'm hungry.
The good people at BGR sent some burgers over. There is no burger like BGR, okay? You can go anywhere you want. You can find a cheaper burger. And look, I'm all for a cheaper burger occasionally. You know, you're out in like the boondocks, the sticks, and you go to the cheap burger place. And I'm all for that. But when you want the best burger, you go to BGR. Period. Downtown Clemson, it's right here. Go see those good folks. You know, I saw one of the funniest things I've seen, Ramona. Mark Ingram was on a tour with the military, and I don't remember exactly where this was. I retweeted it the other day. Mark Ingram, the Saints running back, who is a stout fellow. Mark Ingram is like 5'9 and 235, something of that sort. You know, thick, squat, short, powerful, hard to knock off his pegs, right? Well, they had some example in which Mark Ingram in a dog-proof or a dog bite-proof suit was to run away from a military getcha dog. And so Ingram starts running away. Lefty triple bogeyed eight. Ooh, that's Lefty's mirror of truth now. On my text line. I love the mirror of truth thing is something I've always used on the show. Now I have a texter who's adopted that. I like it. So Ingram gets a head start and runs across this field towards the military personnel who are standing there watching the event. And there's a whole crowd of people like gathered, and then they unleash the dog. And the dog is a shepherd of some sort.
Dog's chasing him. He's in a dog suit.
Yeah. It was for an exercise. It was, you know, it's
right. Scare the crap out of him. Yeah.
It's a benefit.
Yeah.
It's a benefit. Oh, Lefty shot 40 on the back nine. Yeah, that'll do it. That's from Georgia Tech. Well, so Ingram starts running across this field, and then they release the dog. See, this is why you ne'er-do-wells want to stay away from dogs. because Ingram had like the whole field on the dog. He had run across the field. He was almost to the finish point when they released the dog. That dog caught him in a second.
Oh, yeah.
And not only did it catch him in the second, but I don't know the specifics of, I know shoot sound and all that stuff. I don't know the specifics of how the military is training those dogs, but that dog jumped up, flew through the air, ran him down a second, flew through the air, grabbed him by the back of the collar.
You're kidding.
On the suit.
So in other words, he's in the suit.
Yeah. He's like Tick Boy in Christmas Story.
Yeah, he's in the suit.
He's like Tick Boy.
And the dog was trained to go above the suit. Yeah.
No, the dog bit the suit.
Okay.
Yeah, no, if the dog bit his head or neck, he would have been finished. The dog bit him like in the upper back, lower neck on the suit as it flew through the air. And as it did, the dog not only flies through the air. Oh, Phil tripled nine, not eight. As he flies through the air and grabs and gets the bite down, the dog then spins his body out of the way, like to the left of Ingram, as he's running away. And in so doing, when I say he brought Ingram to the ground, no. There's no way to adequately describe how he spilled Ingram. I mean, he treated Ingram.
Oh, is
Ingram,
there a video? Yeah. I need to be looking
yeah, it's
up?
Somewhere on my page.
Oh, you tweeted it? Okay. Yesterday. Let me find it.
He treated Ingram like a little rag doll. I mean, he threw him to the ground. I mean, it was so fast and so powerful and so explosive. You're talking an NFL running back who got thrown to the ground like it was nothing. Dexter says they should do that with Mike Vick. No suit. But I'm telling you, it was, and the crowd let out this,
whoa!
That's what the crowd did. What you just did is what the crowd did. So you found it.
Yes, and the guys had to come run up and help him.
Yeah, it did.
Whoa!
Did he go to the ground quick or what? I mean, he was stunned. I mean, I think he was stunned without...
he jerked him and kind of did a twist.
Yeah, he turned... The dog turns away.
No, the dog was standing up from the ground. He's about close to tall as him.
Yeah, the dog turns around. The dog turns his body so that the twisting, violent motion brings Ingram right to the ground in a split second.
And that dog, you're right, that dog, once he started running, that dog, that dog was there.
Yeah, I mean, he covered that turf in an absolute second. Let's find out what's going on, because I don't know if I just saw somebody write something positive about Tiger there. So do we have something positive? Has there been some positive development on the Tiger tracker?
Or something?
I don't know. Maybe. Don't know. Maybe. Let's see. Driver right down the middle in the 14th on the on the 14th hole. Tiger tracker. I don't believe my eyes. Tiger Woods is going to birdie.
Is that the guy?
He said, I don't believe my eyes. Tiger Woods is going to birdie the par 5 13th hole. Yes, a par 5. Finally, also the first birdie of the day. So Tiger Woods birdied the 13th hole, Ramona. So, he needs to seriously consider whether he wants to go back on that golf course again. In all honesty. So he now is plus 4, and Reed is minus 7. Is that right?
I don't know, but they got the projected cut up there is plus 5 right there.
The projected cut is plus 5?
It says plus 5 because it's right close to Tiger's name, and I saw it right away. Tiger's plus 4, and then there's a few dudes after him, and then it says projected cut.
Why? What's Reed's score? Is Reed plus 7? Or minus 7?
Let me go back.
Wait a minute. Wait, stay with Tiger's spot for a minute. What position is he in now?
Reed is minus 7, and Tiger's like 40-something. Where'd he go? He's 40. It says tied 40.
He's tied for 40?
Yes.
And he's plus?
4.
And he's plus 4?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he sounds like he's on the outside looking in. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. On the web, Gilstrap Roofing. Yeah, I already said that, Texter. I said top 50 and ties make cut, or 10 within the leader. I've already defined that. But thank you. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofs like Gilstrap. When Ramona's roof was leaking, Gilstrap came right out, fixed it. That's 4 years ago, hasn't leaked since. Gilstrap will be glad to help you. For 80 years, they've done just roofs. For 30 years, they've carried an A-plus rating, over 30 years, an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. Think about that. That's Gilstrap Roofing, and they would be glad to help you. They'll give your roof a free evaluation. Take advantage of it. If there's nothing wrong, like when Purple James called them out when he was sure there was something wrong with his roof, they came out and said, "No, sir, there's nothing wrong. You don't need to do anything for 3 or 4 years." That's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. They know how the whole process works, and we'll be glad to help you. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. Whether you have a small roof issue or whether you need a complete redo, my friends at Gilstrap will be glad to help you. 269-1232, 269-1232. You want to get in? Now is a good time. 654-7627. Light them up. You can get in right now. 654-7627. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
This year's Clemson team is shaping up to be worthy of another trip to the national championship playoffs. In advance of the spring game, we'll take a look. So join me April 13th at 3 from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest.
There once was a man named Fred who thought he'd save on his meds. So he shopped a big store where his tongue hit the floor when he realized,
what the heck am I doing? I should have gone to Corner Drugstore or Patrick Square Pharmacy.
Finding the right place to buy your family's medications is very important. That's why your local drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson are here for you, inviting all Freds and everyone else. Small town feel, big time service.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Trust me, you don't want to go down this road with me.
On 105.5 The Roar.
No, I'm no angel. No, I'm no stranger to the street. I've got my label, so I won't crumble at your feet.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to get in, now would be a good time. 654-7627. 654-7627. You know, I saw an article today that was entitled, it was on Pro Football Talk, and it was something about America wants safer football. That was what was in the title of the article, you know. And then my first thought was, oh, no, not another of these articles. And then I actually read a little bit of it, and it was about, it seemed like the premise was, well, football fans really don't. And I heard Josh Sitton the other day. Josh Sitton's the new offensive guard of the Miami Dolphins. And Sitton was being interviewed on NFL radio, and Sitton said this. He said, I don't think that there's going to be football in 20 years.
He said that?
You have an active player, a new Miami Dolphin, who just said the other day that he doesn't think there's going to be football in 20 years. Now, the two hosts were like nonplussed. They were like momentarily stunned. And they went with a different line of questioning. And then they came back to it. And Sitton didn't expound a great deal. He actually at some point said something about, well, he doesn't think the style of play will be as attractive in 20 years. But I think it was clear he meant more than that. You know, this stuff that we started talking about here, how many years ago, Ramona, about they're coming for your football, it is genuine, it is real. And when
I think it's been like at least four or five years.
Oh, yeah, it's been more than that. Yeah, more than that for sure. When active NFL players start talking about the demise of the game within 20 years, things have become serious. And, you know, my argument has always been, and this is the part that people don't get, my argument has always been that if the feeder system gets cut off, how are you going to have a pro league? I mean, if kids aren't playing it, then how are you going to have a pro league? Where are the players going to come from? And I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting comment by Sitton the other day in regards to this issue, where he again said that he doesn't think that there's even going to be pro football in 20 years. You know, something else wrong. Our buddy Cam Newton, who previously had that bad accident, Cam had another accident. Cam was involved in another automobile accident.
Another one?
Yeah, he's fine. He's not at all injured in this accident.
Is the other one out there by the stadium, or is that somebody else?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Yeah. Okay. And he was pretty seriously beaten up in that one. But this deal, he's fine. He's perfectly fine. He was out checking the damage of his car. You know, it's one of those unique accidents. You know, sometimes you'll get a Ford F-350 that collides with a Mercedes smart car or something of that sort. You know, that gives you pause.
Yeah,
it makes you do about it. Well,
I mean,
it makes you look twice though, because it's like rather a strange set of circumstances.
Right.
You know, like a Ford F-150 with a Mercedes smart car. That's not as strange as the Cam Newton accident. Want to take a shot?
What kind of car?
A Ford F-350 with a Mercedes smart car, big little. It would not be as extreme or strange an accident as this one.
As a Hummer with a moped.
Oh, see, that's good. That's good. I like that. A Hummer with a moped. Yes, Hummer with a moped. That's good. You still don't quite have it.
What, Hummer with a person?
No. No, it's God. Two vehicles. Okay. Two vehicles collided.
A bike?
Both of them have four.
Motorcycle?
Both of them have four wheels. Two four-wheeled vehicles collided.
Okay. F-150 and, I don't know, a Pinto.
See, now that's good.
A Vega. Oh, gosh. You hear me? A Vega.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Another piece of crap.
No. Cam Newton driving his black Ferrari.
Oh, okay.
Had a collision.
Well, where did you get F-150 from?
I didn't. I'm throwing out examples.
Oh, okay. All right.
I so said F-350 and you changed to 150.
Oh, okay. I thought that maybe
Texas says go-kart. Texas says go-kart.
I was going to say that, but.
No, Cam Newton driving his black Ferrari had a collision of some type with a dump truck.
Oh no!
Now apparently there was not significant damage, so well, there's that. Because you hate when you're
the dump truck. Was he behind the dump
we
truck?
We don't know who's at fault. There was no
stopped.
Yeah, there was no mention of.
And even though it said be 100 feet,
yeah,
back,
I don't know. There was no.
Wasn't.
There was no mention of who was at fault. But, you know,
yeah,
look,
he has some bad luck. He needs to be more
careful. You know, look, here's the thing. Maybe Cam, maybe.
Like a limo.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to use a Ferrari as your daily driver.
Yeah. That's true. You know, you got to think about that. Yeah. You're driving around, you see somebody in some real expensive car, and then you see some other car with all sorts of dents all over the door.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're driving with that person that doesn't really care.
Oh, no,
gets
no, no. Not only do they care, they view you as a badge of honor. They look, the people who have the dents all over their vehicles, they don't care about adding more. In fact, they probably want to add more.
Yeah.
And if you're driving a black Ferrari,
yeah,
the chances are you're going to be the one. They are going to target you. Like perhaps this dump truck driver did. I mean, I don't know. I don't know whose fault it was. I don't know whose fault it was.
Oh my gosh.
But if you're driving a dump truck, right, look, let's say that your job is to drive a dump truck. Well, perfectly noble work. But if your job is to drive a dump truck and you see a black Ferrari in front of you. You've been working.
You actually work for a living and this dude throws a football and you can't even win in the game lately. You really want to bash him.
Yeah, it's hour nine in your day or hour 10. You can see how your foot might actually slip on the gas and you might, wing that black Ferrari a little with your dump truck. You know, just the thought. I don't know. I mean, I have all these texters out saying Cam needs a designated driver, etc. Again, I don't know whose fault it was. I didn't see any mention. I didn't see any mention of fault. And apparently there wasn't a lot of damage, which is somewhat surprising because, you know, every time I see, we don't have any Ferrari dealerships, do we? Advertise?
I don't think so.
Because every time I see a Ferrari in an accident, it always looks like an accordion afterward.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing with me. Why get a really, really expensive car when you got to ride with, you know, everybody else?
Well,
you're going to get in an accident, and when they go to fix it, it's going to be so expensive.
Oh.
So, unless you're just really,
so in other
really
words, like in a few years, you might consider a Ferrari.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. Never. Never. But if you're rich as him, I guess it doesn't matter.
No. It's insurance will pay for it.
I guess he doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't think he's all that worried about it. Andrew says, you don't know how many times I've been tempted learn to merge. That's Andrew, our truck driver. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't know how many times I've been tempted learn to merge. Yeah, no, it's true. You know.
I want to know from Andrew how well they can see me when I'm on the side of that truck. Because I get in the middle of that truck I start freaking out like I'm not going fast enough, and he's just going to all of a sudden put on his blinker and start going, here I go.
You know, in all honesty, most truck drivers are pretty good.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not bad. I'm saying if they don't see me, I don't know where they actually see me.
You know, around that exit 19 deal, they're very polite. They all know. They all know about that deal. So they move over when you're trying to get on there.
That's good.
And because they all know about that death trap, Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you, Anderson. I'm not talking to you. I mean, I still say, you know, there are things in life that are just hard to understand. And I still don't get that. I still don't get how, because again, I don't understand how one person came up with that, but presumably there's like a board of people. So the one idiot who came up with that went to the other idiots and said, hey, let's put an on-ramp and an off-ramp in the same place to save space and let's make it uphill. And the others said, oh yeah, yeah, it's not us. We just won't drive that way. I mean, I just don't get how it went. Because when the first guy came or girl came to put forth that suggestion, the others should have screamed them out of the room. Because that's the dumbest thing. Again, I've been in 43 states, and I know that some of you people have yours, that you've given me yours, that this one's bad or that one's bad. But that exit 19, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I got this friend from Jacksonville, Lori. She drives a convertible, and she's kind of a crazy driver, and she was up here with me and Jessica, and we were driving, and I don't like being in a convertible anyway, because I'm like freezing, and she's driving all, I'm in a convertible, and we came upon that exit 19, and I was like, oh no, no, not her on exit 19, please Lord. Do not let her do anything on exit 19, don't let anybody come near her. I was freaked out.
I will never understand it. I mean, I've said it before, but it doesn't make it better. I mean, it's like a death trap in waiting. I mean, they put an on ramp and an off ramp in the exact same place, and you're going uphill when you try and enter the highway. You know, and so if you're not driving like a sports car, and you can't find a clear, you have to literally stop, and once you stop, it's hard to garner enough speed then to enter the highway because you are going up an incline. But you have to be wary of the fact that there are cars getting off who are trying to cut right in front of you or go right behind you. I mean, it is literally the dumbest road construction in history. And apparently multiple people agreed to it. Now, again, I've seen bad road construction all over, but that's the singular worst thing I've ever seen. Carrie says, hell yes, Walt, it suck. Carrie says on Twitter, hell yes, Walt, it suck.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's unfathomable. You know, it's just impossible that more than one person agreed to that. You know, it's like roughly akin to if I decide to murder somebody, right?
Okay.
And, you know, that's like a lone decision. But if I say, if I go into a room of 12 other people and I say, oh, you know, I'm going to murder that person over there. What do you think? And the other 12 all agree. Oh, yeah, kill him.
Here, we'll give you funding. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. We'll give you money. Kill him. You know, that's the kind of decision it was. I don't know. I've seen lots of stuff. I've never seen anything like that. I'm telling you right now. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. You know, they probably love it in Anderson when I tell that story. You know, whomever's responsible for that. But, you know, again, it's like the Tiger Tracker guy. He's not responsible for the way Tiger plays golf. And I'm not responsible for the fact that you idiots did that. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction is set to begin the summer of 2018. It's located on Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. It'll feature 118 residences that include a mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, a pool, hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field and an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Are you kidding me? And this is all, you know, look, the Clemson community in the upstate is just thriving. And this is going to be an area where Clemson people can gather to celebrate the existence. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services, so you can enjoy the privileges of owning a home without the hassles and upkeep. Former Tiger Taj Boyd's leading the sales effort. He is at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday, and Lakeside Lodge is accepting reservations now. Lakeside Lodge also has a sales office on Highway 123 in Clemson, where they have a 5'5" incredible model of the hotel. Quick break. I'll be back.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Voted the Upstate's best place for piercing, Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson. It's where I went to get my nose pierced, and so can you. After all, you're a leader, not a follower. So take advantage of the jewelry, posters, glassware, and more. Like the huge drop on a lot of their select inventory right now. Do like I did and get your nose pierced at Purple Haze. Truly unique and waiting for you. Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. I'm a donut.